match tomorrow. They're only playing one match tomorrow, which starts at 9:30 in the UK, and then that's against Pakistan. Pakistan against Sri Lanka and Kolkata. I just want to hear what Brother Junaid thinks what Pakistan will do in this warm-up tomorrow.
Well, I think after what they have done in Asia Cup, they have to really come with a clear strategy, and they really have to try their combination right and just move along, basically.
And the right to
what
go
I
there.
I personally think, and like I mentioned, sports should be kept separate from politics. And unfortunately, in past, I know cricket has been kind of become a victim about these the political tension between the two countries. And I think if we carry it on, that it will not get anywhere. So I think it's for the best interest of the sports. I think we should have gone forward, and it's just showing our positive image.
I'll let Junaid, Brother Junaid, come into that. And Brother Junaid?
Yeah, I fully agree with you, Bar. I think going there and make sure the security should be provided. And to that extent, I agree with you that I think what Pakistan should have done is that they should have just stick to your guns and make sure that they have stick to that place, and they say India should provide them security. But I think it's one of the lacking with the Pakistan officials that they always backtrack on these things, which I think there shouldn't be compromise on these things, because that's what I mentioned earlier when we were having a chat with Brother Zaheer, that it's always the Pakistan cricket who take the positive step and set their teeth. When it comes to the other side, India never done that. And I think it should be balanced out.
Following Pakistan cricket for since the mid-80s, and my stance has always been, you know, that Pakistan should come always first in whatever they do. And like I said, my views are that obviously Pakistan were due to play in India, you know, against India, and India decided not to play, even in Dubai, where there's no security risk, because I've been to Dubai, and Indians and Pakistan, Pakistanis roam the streets without any fear. So I agree with you on your opinion, and but the problem is, you know that, and Brother Junaid knows that, and you know that unfortunately India always mixes politics with sport, and whereas Pakistan has always tried to be neutral in that, and unfortunately Pakistan, you know, have lost a lot of earnings over the years.
I fully agree with you. Like I said, it's something we need to work on, because I think it's our officials, and when it comes to, I think, taking the positive steps, which I think is a positive step, is sending the team out. But I think that sometimes we become too generous, and I think India has always taken advantage of our generosity. And if you noticed in previous years, we are always take the initiative. And I fully agree with you that on this case, and I think it shouldn't stop there. I think the official, they should take into account, and they are officials, they should have go to ICC and put that note, and they should take it further. Say, look, we have sent the team, we have agreed to send our team, we agreed to play on the other venue in the best interest of the sports, but on technical ground, it's not fair. India is staging a big tournament, and they should be able to provide a big security. And I think the matter should not be stopped there, and I think our officials should take it to ICC.
That Brother Junaid knows that. And the best example is recently the Under-19 World Cup in Bangladesh. Australia didn't play there, and before that they decided not to play a test series there because they said there's an imminent threat, or they felt threatened, but there was no threat in Bangladesh. So you've got one set of mechanism for Australia.
Yeah.
And then you've got another mechanism for Pakistan. So where's the consistency? That's what I've done. Junaid Saab, anything you would like to say before we end the show with a nice track?
Well, the thing is, all I would say, I wish Pakistan all the best. And I would also, from this show, comment that our officials should not leave it and just show like we are good. We have said our team, we are good. But they should take it further. Like, you know, you can say, look, we have took the step, we have said our team, it's in the best interest of the sports, but at the same time, it's not fair that we have been treated like that. So ICC should take into account and do that. And I think the matter should be further, because like you said, there should be a consistency. Australia, other teams, there should be no different.
Thank you, Junaid. Before we end the show, I'm just going to read through the fixtures that Pakistan are playing in. So I hope you note these down. I will mention them next week's show as well. So first of all, Pakistan are playing Sri Lanka tomorrow in a warm-up match. That starts the 14th of March, 9:30 a.m. UK time. And the first match Pakistan will play is on Wednesday, which is the 16th of March. That's 9:30 a.m. against one of the qualifier teams in Kolkata. Then the next match is the next match for Pakistan after that will be on March the 19th, which is next Saturday. That's also 2 o'clock UK time against India in Kolkata. And our dua is that Pakistan, you know, succeed in the World Cup and inshallah play the best. And we're running out of time. We've got about 40 seconds, and Junaid, brother Junaid, wanted to say a last thing.
I just wanted to say, I mean, I've just noticed when I was looking at fixtures, brother, our women's cricket have come from leaps and bounds now, and it's a
yes,
good.
Yes, our duas are with them as well.
Our duas are with them, and that's very good for that.
Inshallah, and we've got about 20 seconds left, and give me a call next week between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m. We will be discussing the outcomes of India-Pakistan. Keep it, obviously, best behaviour. I know we'll have a lot of emotions going down, and inshallah, all I'm going to say is Allah Hafiz from me and from brother Junaid, and inshallah, I'll speak to you this time next Sunday between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m. and Allah Hafiz.